He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Tuesday, April 21st. And while cheerleader tryouts were held on Saturday, people are still talking about them. Yes, that's because the Houston Texans have 42 girls who've made it to the final round and hope to be on the squad for your 2009 Houston Texans team. Well, these girls will be performing on Saturday at the Houston Texans draft party at Reliance Stadium, and that's where fans can vote on them. We have a recap for you of the Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts. Yes, we will hear from Alto Gary first, who has the tough job of deciding on which girls go on. She's been the cheerleader services manager with the Texans since 2002 and is considered one of the best choreographers in the NFL. And here's what she had to say about the talent that came in and what she thinks about the squad next season.
I'm glad it's over. It was a long day, but we got what we needed. This morning, it was pouring down, raining. So now, you know, the sun's out. Of course, now we're finished. But I had a good group of girls come out, the serious ones. You know, they didn't let rain stop them. So I was really excited about that. And we had three rounds today. Round one, it was a little bit more difficult than usual, but you know, they caught on. I just wanted to see, you know, what they can do under pressure. And it was a little fast for, you know, probably for some of them, but they, for the most part, they were good. Round two, it was total fun. Probably won't ever see it on the field, but or if you do, it'd be one time only. But it let people see their personality, and they could really get into it and have fun with it. Round three became more of a character piece, and with some technique in there too. So, not really judging so much on technique because we really don't get a chance to do split leaps out in the field. But I want to see what talent I have to work with.
Helping Alto guest judge were some Houston Texans players, and that included safety Brandon Harrison. Now, Brandon took his job pretty seriously. He evaluated talent based on dance moves and charisma and maybe a little bit on looks. And here's what he had to say about the judging process.
It's a wide range of talent. You know, you see some of the girls we recognized from the squad last year, really on it, know what they're doing. And, you know, there's a little bit of a drop-off for some of them, look like, you know, a little bit lost out there. But, you know, we appreciate them coming out and trying and, you know, giving it a good effort.
And finally, this year, there were a lot of girls that were on the squad last year who are not returning. Some fan favorites like Erica, who was the cover of the 2009 Houston Texans cheerleader swimsuit calendar. And Ashley, who represented the Texans cheerleaders at the Pro Bowl. So that meant there were a lot of openings for some new cheerleaders to come along. And while a lot of new faces were in the crowd, there were also some fan favorites who are returning, like Randy. Randy, of course, is the reigning NFL's hottest cheerleader, which was voted on by Maxim magazine. Now, Randy said she thought her tryouts went pretty well, and she thinks she probably has an inside track, but you know what? She's always nervous.
Oh, yeah, especially right then before we actually performed, my heart was, like, beating out of my chest, but it's a good nervous, though.
Well, how do you think that first routine went for you?
I feel like it went good. Everyone else said I did good. I felt a little bit crazy, but I think I worked it out.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Football time in Houston. And we're ready to play. We've got no